You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Kenosha Innovation Center is nearing completion on the former Chrysler site. The building is a $23 million anchor of a $1 billion Kenosha Innovation neighborhood effort. The mostly glass building will soon offer space for entrepreneurs, local businesses, and community events. The state DOJ is investigating that deadly Racine police shooting Sunday night. The suspect was wanted for a violent domestic abuse and was shot after crashing and exiting his vehicle with a gun. The officer involved is on administrative leave as the DOJ investigates. Five police officers from Columbus, Ohio will not be charged for last year's fatal shooting near the RNC in Milwaukee. Prosecutors have ruled their actions justified. The officers were in Milwaukee as part of the convention's security detail. A Lake County contractor is charged with two felonies for allegedly taking large payments from Kenosha County homeowners for unfinished renovations. Ryan Rogge of Grays Lake has been accused of misusing client funds. A temporary chicken coop in a Caledonia living room sparked a fire last weekend when a cat knocked over a heat lamp. That ignited the living room coop and caused heavy smoke. The homeowner put out the flames, but 11 chicks died. The fire was contained to the living room. And a Prairie School student recently met with Congressman Style. It comes after earning an online honor for an artistic project. You can read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers are back to 500. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Christian Yelich hit a two-run home run as Milwaukee won its second game in a row.
Yelich bangs one into right center. It is high and deep and gone!
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. That blast was part of a three-run third inning for the Brewers, winning 5-1 over the Houston Astros last night. The home run was the highlight, but it was a team effort.
Everybody's going to notice Yelich's homer, and, you know, obviously the Hoskins two hits with a big double there, but Bowers' bunt hit made that kid throw extra pitches and got us deeper in the inning.
Milwaukee's pitchers came to work, allowing just one run in the 5-1 victory with no walks last night against the Houston Astros. Starting pitcher Tobias Myers did well.
He set the tone, he threw strikes, that was it. He attacked the zone with all three pitches. Never really got to his changeup much, but he attacked his own.
The bullpen didn't allow a run.
Mears coming in the way he did, and Anderson facing the meat of the order in the eighth. That's kind of his first chance doing that, and I thought Piamps and Koenig both threw the ball well, too. So good pitching performance and clutch hitting at the right time, and happy for our guys.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same two teams, Brewers and Astros, again tonight. The two teams wrap up their three-game series tomorrow afternoon. 1 week from tomorrow, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home-and-home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sebastian Stan is probably the favorite to play Luke Skywalker in any future Star Wars production. Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, is in favor of Stan taking over the role. Hamill and Stan have discussed the idea, and Stan is open to it, but might have scheduling issues as he is set to star in two upcoming Marvel films. Not such a bad thing for an actor to have one foot in two huge universes. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's taken me a couple weeks, but I finally got to the theater and saw Sinners. It is wildly entertaining. From the script to the acting, set design, and music, Ryan Coogler's film is an absolute spectacle. Michael B. Jordan plays twin brothers Smoke and Stack, who return to the South after working for the Chicago mob. With their stolen money and goods, they open a juke joint in the country, which is descended upon by vampires. Word of the wise, if you see the film, stay through the credits because the last scene of the movie takes place after the role. Curious choice, but nevertheless, absolutely check it out. The summer movie season has arrived and is off to a pretty good start if this past weekend was any indication. The film Thunderbolt Colts opened in first place domestically with $76 million. The opening is impressive considering the characters in the film are not some of the more Marvel marquee names, according to Variety. Good reviews and a good audience score should keep the movie in theaters for a while and give it legs. Another film that has shown incredible staying power is Sinners, which finished number two this week, bringing in $33 million, which is only a 28% drop-off from last week's take, which was only a 6% drop-off from its opening weekend haul. Sinners also had excellent reviews and obviously great response from audiences. Finishing in the third spot was the Minecraft movie, which also is showing some resiliency, bringing in $13.5 million in its fifth week. The top five was rounded out by The Accountant 2 with $9.5 million and horror film drama Until Dawn at just under $5 million. Have a great summer at the box office, everybody. Donald Trump was in the news this past weekend. No, seriously. The president claims he is going to save Hollywood and movies by imposing 100% tariffs on movies made outside the United States. There is a lot to be worked out, obviously, and only time will tell how this will be executed. According to Variety, the reaction in the Hollywood community was one of shock. This could affect or even kill a project by one of his own ambassadors to Hollywood, Mel Crazy Town Gibson, who is planning to shoot his Passion of the Christ sequel in Italy. The president called movies being made outside our borders a national security threat, which expose Americans to propaganda. The president was unclear if it was more dangerous than his own homespun propaganda. It's a good thing he's acting fast before the British thespian invasion overtakes our republic. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy. We'll get to 61 for a high today. The wind out of the north to northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little breezier and cooler with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.